This is On the Block with Brent Axe.
That it is, voice man, and always a pleasure to be here. On the Block, ESPN Radio, twitch.tv/QSportsTalk. Del Lago Resort and Casino's got you covered, friends. This is coming up in just a couple days. So get ready for this. They have $100,000 in free play and a brand new 2021 Ford Mustang up for grabs. Giddy up. On June 19th, every rewards card member can earn 25 points and reveal if they are a winner in the Fortune Finder giveaway, where 1,000 rewards cards are going to be loaded with $100 in free play, and one will have a 2021 brand new Ford Mustang. It's happening Saturday, this Saturday, June 19th. It's always game time at Del Lago. Conveniently located right off the New York State Thruway, exit 41 between Rochester and Syracuse. So let's jump right in, shall we? Had a chance to catch up with the brand new defensive coordinator of your Syracuse men's lacrosse team, one of the biggest names in the history of the sport, now joining, well, one of the biggest names in the history of the sport, Dave Petromala, joining a staff that now includes Gary Gate. Here's what Petro had to say about making that transition over to Syracuse. Let's listen in. Dave, if I had told you a month ago that you would be on the coaching staff at Syracuse University, I don't know, maybe you would have looked at me funny, put your hand on my forehead, felt my temperature. I don't know. It's a different world now, though. Here we are. You're a part of the staff. It's all happening. And how are you feeling with everything happening here?
You know what? I'm very excited on a lot of fronts. Obviously, I'm very excited to be back, you know, coaching and coaching at the highest level of Division One. You know, that's thrilling. He said, you know, would I have been surprised? You know, nothing surprises me anymore. And it's a great opportunity at a great institution and a place that cares about lacrosse and has been unlike football and basketball. And in football and basketball, you know, when a head coach moves on, a lot of times they go back to being an assistant coach for a little bit, and then at some point in time, whether it's a couple years or, you know, a few more than that, in our sport it hasn't been that way. And I just looked at it as, you know, it's a great opportunity and a great place to get back in and work with young guys and compete. So I'm thrilled to do it.
You said it earlier in a press conference you did, Dave, that you're glad to be on Gary Gates' team for once. You two have had some legendary battles through the years. What was your perspective of those? You know, famously in the title game, you know, going back to the late 80s, your time at Syracuse and Johns Hopkins, but you guys battled in international play. It seems like you've kind of cornered each other in a lot of different fronts on lacrosse. What'd you take away from those battles with Gary?
Well, you know what? It's always special when you can play against the best, and having a chance to play against Gary was a privilege, to be honest with you. I always looked at it that way, and you know, when you're prepared as a player, I believe I always prepared well and prepared hard, but there was always something a little bit more that week when you knew you were playing against him or that game. Greatness brings out the best in people or the worst in people. And challenges do the same. And my hope was that Gary always brought the best out in me. So I was privileged to have a chance to be on the field and play against and for a very short stint play with the guy I deem to be the greatest player in the game.
Dave, you weren't completely away from the game last year, as you noted. You were part of the legendary sports group. You're involved in the sport. You were even helping out your son's high school team a little bit. But you did have a different perspective on the game. What were your takeaways of the sport, being just away from coaching enough to really open your eyes and absorb how the game is changing? And it changes fast, as you know as well as anybody. What'd you take away from being more of an observer than ever last year?
Well, you know, as I said, you know, it's amazing what people will share with you when you're not the head coach or you're not competing against them. You
right,
know?
Yeah.
So to be able to actually sit down with coaches that you competed against or get on a Zoom call or a telephone call and talk about culture, you know, and standards and core values, and to hear other coaches share with you, you know their sincere feelings on those, to talk about defense or talk about pace of play or offense or extra man, it was really enjoyable to be able to do that. And you know, I like to believe I used the time wisely. And I did have a chance to talk with a number of different coaches. I went to a bunch of games and certainly watched a bunch of games and, you know, looked at different things that teams were doing defensively and, you know, how much were teams sliding and how little were teams sliding and how were short sticks addressing and approaching the ball and, you know, different things like how multiple simple were. Being able to with a high school team may have been the greatest eye-opening experience. You know, there were a few times where I had to step back and, you know, go, whoa, that's probably a bit much for these guys. Probably, you know, we'd be biting off a little more than we could chew. And the chance to get to know the high school kids, you know, and see, you know, what they learn, how they learn, what inspires them, what motivates them, the challenges that they face, you know, can only be helpful in the recruiting process, can only be helpful when, you know, you bring in a new crop of freshmen and there they are standing looking at you with, you know, wide eyes wondering, okay, what are you talking about when you're talking about fake sliding? Or what are you talking about when, you know, I'm supposed to bump through here? And it was really helpful for me to be able to see it at that level and understand, you know, what we're getting when we get them at the next level and how I might best be able to help them make that transition.
Dave, as you start to look at the Syracuse defense specifically, certainly, as you noted, you got to get to know people. You got to get trust established. There's a lot to do just in personal relationships. But when you assess the defense itself, what's the first step to fixing what you see now?
You know, you mentioned the greatest key, and that is to develop trust and develop respect for one another and to understand that we're going to come at this with a very transparent perspective and a very honest one. And honesty to me is not telling someone what they need to hear, but telling them what they want to hear. You know, I want to make sure these guys aren't going to care until they know how much I care about them. So it's the chance to develop those personal relationships, I think, are critical. And, you know, once you, as we assess and evaluate film from last year, it's important. I want to make sure we're disciplined. You know, discipline is what's right, when it's right, all the time. You know, so want to make sure we do that. And I want to look into the player development. You know, what are these guys good at? What aren't they good at? And we want to design defense that builds on their strengths and, you know, stays in their weakness while we continue to work to develop, you know, those areas that we might not be great at. So I'm anxious. I know one thing. I do know it's a group that proud group, and talking with the ones that I've had a chance to get to know, they all seem very anxious to get back to work. You know, I know, you know, we all feel like we have something to prove, myself included. So looking forward to developing those relationships, building, you know, a foundation, building the right things, being very clear in what the standards are and why we're doing things, helping them understand why, and then working, you know, to help them achieve the why.
Dave, there's a great story to be written here. Look, you coached at Johns Hopkins. You've coached at some places where it was a championship or bust sort of feel to it. Pressure is what you put on yourself. I think you noted that earlier. But when, you know, Syracuse is making some moves like this, you can tell that they're serious about getting on back on top of the mountain here in the game, which will take some time. But you know, are you embracing those high expectations and being a part of such a great staff like this? It kind of feels like with great expectation, with great power comes great expectation, I believe, as they said in a movie once, right? How are you feeling that part of it?
Comes great responsibility, and I'm keenly aware. You know, I sent an email to the team when I wrote them my first email. I said I've never had the chance to wear orange. I put in parentheses until tomorrow when I out on my first recruiting trip and said, but I do understand from playing against Syracuse, from being friendly with guys like Steve Scarmes, you know, and Gary Gate and Greg Burns and recruiting some of these guys and playing against them, I am keenly aware of the history, the tradition. I'm very familiar with the Simmons family and their, you know, and the pieces they've added to the tradition and the Desco family and the Gates. I'm well aware of all that, so I take that responsibility very seriously. And I say this with all sincerity, I embrace that responsibility. I know Gary does. I know Pat and Roy Simmons 3 does. And we're just excited to get back to work, to get back on the field. And again, pressure is what you put on yourself. So for me, it's not about pressure. For me, it's about let's get out and let's recruit the best players. Let's get to work and develop relationships. And let's make sure the first time we step on that field, we walk off knowing we worked our tails off and we got better.
That is Dave Petromala. He is the new defensive coordinator for Syracuse men's lacrosse, the greatest defenseman ever played the game, former Johns Hopkins head coach. You know the name. And, yeah, he's a part of the Syracuse staff. I met with the media today, the little Zoom session. Of course, had time to join us on this program as well, which we appreciate. Great to catch up with Dave. One thing not mentioned in the interview but was mentioned in the press conference that I wanted to note was his sons. Now, his two sons are great lacrosse players in the class of 2022. They're both committed to North Carolina. One of his sons is the number 2 overall player, Dom Petromala. He is an offensive player, by the way. His other son is a defenseman who's a really good player. But if you can get the top 2 players in the country in the class of 2022, remember, Joey Spallina is the number 1 overall recruit in the class of 2022. He is committed to Syracuse and is recommitted, if you will, through the transition from John Desco to Gary Gate. He's in. Joey Spallina and Dom Petromala know each other. They've played in some of the same circles in terms of lacrosse. When you're in those classes, you kind of know who some of the other best players are, and you run into each other, tournaments and all sorts of things going on in the game itself. Dave, during the press conference, was very diplomatic about that, said he didn't want to put any more pressure on his sons than already there. They're 17 years old, doesn't want to, you know, poke the bear in that sense. But it would make sense. When those two committed to North Carolina, they certainly didn't know that Dad would be coaching at Syracuse. It was a long time till 2022. I believe Tommy has that clip here from the press conference. Nice hustle there. Let's play.
You know, I've been asked that question a lot, and I've learned very quickly that there is no right answer. If I say one thing, it's read, and then people read into it one way. And if I say another thing, they read into it another way. So what I would say is I would respectfully say, you know, they're fortunate to love lacrosse and be a part of a sport that they love. They're fortunate to be able to be recruited at a high level, and you know, I would leave it at that. You know, there are 17-year-old kids right now that are enjoying their summer, and the last thing that Dad needs to do is put any additional pressure on them.
So there you go. I don't know. That wasn't a no. I'll say that, but that would be quite a score for Syracuse if they could get either one of the Petromala sons, let alone both of them. But we shall see how that goes. Let's be fair to them and their decision. They want to see how things go at Syracuse before hopping on that train there, but just kind of keep that in the back of your mind. That'd be quite a score for Syracuse and would certainly shorten the time of turning things around. On that note, we will break. We will return. Some hot takes to come. Garrett Cole, I think, had a little bit more to say this time on the sticky stuff now that he's had time to think about it instead of pausing 10 seconds at a press conference, not knowing what to say about what's happening in baseball. That's certainly interesting. And the NBA is in this weird world right now. The games have been great. The Atlanta Hawks with another amazing comeback last night. Philadelphia gacking this one away. But who's not playing continues to be the story in the NBA playoffs. We'll get into that. Don't forget, John Wertheim joins us top of the hour, 60 Minutes, executive editor and lead writer for Sports Illustrated, his new book called Glory Days, the summer of 1984, and the 90 Days That Changed Sports and Culture Forever. It's a terrific book, and he's going to talk all about that coming up top of the hour. Hot Takes next, though. Stay right there.